You are now watching the Biz to Biz podcast with Alan and Justin.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Justin live from B2B Vault, the Biz to Biz podcast, sponsored by Nationwide Payment Systems, hosted by this guy, the Nikolai Jokic of payment processing himself, Alan Kopelman. And in today's podcast, we'll be discussing how every social media platform is turning into TikTok. It's insane. Anyway, man, how you doing?
Doing good. Is it going good? You know, I saw the IRS cast my tax check today.
Oh.
They got their money. Yeah, they were pretty slow.
They accepted my return, the payment, but then they denied my return. So they took my money.
Oh, they love to take your money.
But they denied my income tax return.
Uh-oh.
So, okay. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about it. Yeah. Other than that, thanks, IRS, for doing your job, I guess.
I can never make. I'd like a few problems with the taxes. My son, somebody signed him up for insurance that he didn't want. So we ended up not paying attention to that. Then they kicked his return back. We had to go refile it, put that in there, and the money from the insurance of the whatever Obamacare that he had for 5 days ended up negating whatever refund he was going to get. And then another friend of mine got a letter from the IRS saying they sold the house and they didn't pay taxes because they're a non-US citizen. So they had to go get copies of their birth certificate and all kinds of stuff to send to the IRS about the sale of their house.
That's terrible.
That's crazy. How do they, you're paying taxes for whatever, 40 years, and all of a sudden they're going to say you're a non-citizen?
I don't know, man, but this tangerine tea that I get.
Yeah.
Bro, it's very good.
Oh, we might have to try some of that.
There's one left in there. You should grab it before it's gone, because right. I'm going to drink it in the morning for sure.
Well, there's another
box. Good, right?
Yeah, this TikTok thing is crazy.
For all you people listening, that was me taking the last sip.
Yeah, the TikTok thing is crazy. Everybody's got these vertical TikTok videos going on their
portrait style
on their platforms.
Every one of them.
LinkedIn just put it in as a test.
Which I was like, why LinkedIn? What is the point, man? You just want us to watch ads on your channel now too, bro? Like, come on, man. Well, LinkedIn was like the last. It's like the last of the Mohicans. It's like it's always been that way. This is what it is. This is what you go to LinkedIn for. I was, you know, like, I have a lot of connections on LinkedIn, you know, but it's not like I don't know, it's not all personal and shit. Like, you know, it's just business. You just go there, you check out what, you know, oh, this company I'm following, or you know somebody who works at that company, and you just chop it up with it. You know, that's all it was. And now it's like TikTok videos, dancing.
No, there's nobody dancing on there.
But what's the point?
I guess they want to put more eyeballs on the videos, and they want people to post more video content. It's only available in the app. So if you go on your computer, you're not going to see those videos on your computer.
Right.
At least they haven't added it there yet.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the every social media platform turning into TikTok. I think it's ridiculous, especially for the fact that, you know, each one of them was different in its own right. Like, it, you know, Facebook was what it was, micro blogging.
Right.
Twitter's like real-time news feed, you know what I'm saying?
Twitter started putting more video on, too.
So Twitter kind of has always had video, so I don't want to say that like it hasn't, but like Twitter, I love Twitter, X. I love X. That's one of my, you know, go-to social media platforms when I want to do some scrolling. Facebook. Facebook sucks because it's like all the same. It's over and over and it's so redundant.
Well, you get a hit with a ton of ads. Hopefully that's going to stop soon because that cookie thing, you know, and then the retargeting is going to be over.
So there'll be new ways, but
there'll be new way. Yeah, eventually someone will figure out.
But the TikTok, like the fact that even Netflix is, it, you know, administering, I mean, like adopting the people to the scroll so that like you can. The people are shooting movies in that.
They're shooting movies like that?
Yeah.
I think they just take the videos to trying to get you to watch like a TV show or a new movie that they have on there. And then you can scroll through and see a minute or two of those shows in a TikTok style video. The one thing is that's crazy is like there used to be tons and tons of like dancing videos. Or I even had videos with Rocky walking and I would have like a song playing. And I got so annoyed with Facebook every day sending me messages. Oh, we cannot monetize this video. We're taking this video down. We're removing this video. So I ended up shutting off my professional mode on Facebook because I was getting 50 messages a day from Facebook.
Mm.
But now I'm getting 50 messages a day in the business inbox from Facebook from all these fake spammers posting in there. Do you know your page is breaking the, this is the Meta police and all kinds of stupid stuff. I'm not clicking on your link. These crazy people, you know, and I, there's like 10 messages a day. I went in there the other day. I deleted like 40 messages out of one inbox. On a business page.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I don't know, man.
No, but you can't, you know, when you're getting that kind of traffic like that, you don't know whether it's, you don't want to miss a real message.
Oh, that way, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're getting annoyed with these spam messages. Even on LinkedIn, you get people that go on there, they sign up for the free trial of LinkedIn. And they get a free trial of like Sales Navigator.
Right.
And then they go send out a bunch of weird emails. They're all the same. Oh, your profile is very impressive. I would like to learn things from you. Can we have a conversation?
Those are not the emails that I get on LinkedIn. I always get the, hey, do you want to expand your reach? Or how about we make some videos for you? Customized videos.
Those I get that.
Over
I get,
and over.
I get
and
digital over. Marketers. Do you need a new website? And do you know, oh, we can rebuild your website. We can do this. We can be on the first page of Google. We have a special way how to do it. Patent pending. Get you on the first page of Google, Yahoo. Blah, 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 yeah. blah.
It's just sad that, like, to me that, we're stuck in a world where they're making content for your phone.
Yeah, screen.
And not for your TV or, you know, it's crazy. I don't consume, you know, as someone who's on, you know, the other side of the Matrix, right? Like, I create things for the Matrix that we live in. So I tend to not
Matrix
indulge in like plugging into the Matrix so much. Like I don't, right? Like when I leave the office, I go to the gym. Most of the time I leave my phone in my locker and I see these people inside of the gym and they're literally like this the whole time. Like, they'll do their a set and then they'll stare at their phone or they'll be in the sauna staring at their phone. I'm like, what the hell is going on, dude?
People are stuck to the screen, man. Like, my goal is, like, every week, you know, you get a little report from your phone. It says screen time. I want my screen time to go down.
My screen time is fairly decent.
But now, you know, it's like you get your email on your phone. You get your notifications of everything on your phone. Apps.
But you don't need to.
No, you don't need to. But I'm just saying, like, when you're trying to, you know, you might be on a phone call and then people are sending you text messages. Just like a friend of mine once, he tells me, he goes, yeah, I really wanted to make a sale to this guy, right? He goes, I couldn't get a hold of him. He goes, I called the guy, left him a voicemail. Called his office, left him a voicemail. Sent a guy a text.
I wouldn't deal with the guy just for him being so annoying.
Sent the guy a WhatsApp message. Sent the guy a Facebook message. Sent the guy a message on LinkedIn. Sent him an email. I was like, man, I'd kill you if you sent me all those messages. I don't know if I would want to deal with you. It's persistent,
yeah, but I doubt I'd do business with him.
That's over persistence.
It's one, you know, I could see you getting taken one line, you know, of action, you know, whatever, right. One approach, one avenue towards to get to me,
yeah,
repeatedly. But you hitting me up on every corner.
I had some scammer and they were sending me messages on LinkedIn. Then, you know, whatever. My phone number is out there. It's not that hard to get, which I don't care. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm seeing messages.
954. No.
No, but I'm seeing messages from this person on Signal app, Telegram app, WhatsApp, Skype, like everywhere. I'm like, come on. I just freaking put block on the person. It's some fake scammer in another country. I don't want to deal with them. You know,
no, you but don't.
You know, they approach and they go, yeah, like, oh, I should have, whatever. There's just so many things going on today about with, you know, on social media, links coming through, don't, you know, sending to Sean how to block these people with the fake messages on Facebook. But, you know, these TikTok videos, it's crazy now because they had that ban with the music that started in Europe, came to the U.S. Now they're expanding the ban on music. So now there's really no more music. Now everybody's reverting to this AI music, or they're reverting to this like Siri voice. Like,
I like the videos of the people who are actually like singing.
Yeah.
In the video, like they're making their own music.
Right.
That's dope.
Original music.
I mean, it's not their original music. It's just them singing to whatever song that was popular before they banned it. They're just like making the beat and singing along themselves and still doing the dance, which is super talented and creative.
Yeah, I think like not all the music is banned. Like some bands have allowed like their music. Like some
record labels.
Yeah, record labels have allowed like their music to be used
in
certain ways, but not for like the dancing for businesses, more for like if a band is playing it, it's allowed. But it's not allowed if me and Justin were doing the little dance and promoting credit card machines.
As it should not be. No one wants to see me dance.
No one wants to see me dance either. We do want to see Justin do a rap song, though. Been telling me he can rap for 2 years.
The rapidity raps.
Yeah. We wrote the raps.
I rapped that one time on the song on the podcast.
Yeah, but we
literally rapped.
Okay.
So
whatever. Well, I wrote you a rap song.
No, you ChatGPT wrote a rap song.
I changed some of the words.
Yeah.
I think it's still a good song. I think you should do it. But yeah, it's like it's getting a little crazy, you know, like Facebook wants you scrolling through the reels, Instagram, you can scroll through the videos, now LinkedIn, scrolling through videos, Netflix, TikTok.
Stories,
and then you have Threads. I don't know, Threads kind of like went up and then just went.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Threads.
I check it out once in a while, but just saying
it's, I check it out once a day.
I'm just saying it's very, I'm saying like with all these apps, everything's becoming very redundant. And now Facebook banned.
That's my point of like, why would you, why, what's the big deal about turning, tilting your phone and watching it so it's, you know, landscape,
well, even, or
horizontal?
Well, even, you know, YouTube has it now with the videos.
The shorts?
Yeah, the shorts.
They've been having that for a while, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how TikTok literally cornered the market because of 15-second videos. Like, that's where it all started. Was it Snapchat that started it, though?
Yeah, Snapchat.
Snapchat really started the whole video thing.
Well, you would make a video, and then it would disappear. It disappears after you watch it.
Man, I feel bad for all the people who got caught cheating on Snapchat. Actually, I don't, because
how'd they get? Suck. Well, I guess you could screenshot the. Or turn on the screen recorder right before you open it up.
Women are smart, man. They. The other day, my wife says to me, "You know, I have to go through your phone because you don't tell me stuff." I'm like, "What? Tell you stuff? What are you talking about? You didn't tell me your mom bought Ellie a fairy garden." I'm like, what the f-? So what? I don't get it. But yeah, no, it's hilarious.
I was watching a dating show, and there's a dating show where these people had to swap phones.
Oh, yeah.
Show each other the pictures, and then Carl was going insane with the guy's pictures.
I just watched one the other day. It was the other, like, she was doing something dirty to him. Just, I didn't watch it. It was on Facebook or probably Instagram, actually. That's where the videos that I watched. It was Instagram. Yeah. There are, it's just crazy, man. You know, it's, we're in the information age. And yet, we're still very distracted. You know, like, we have all this information right at our fingertips, and we're stuck on videos.
Well, it's like dating apps, too. Now, all these dating apps, swipe left, swipe right, swipe left, swipe right. So many, like, I have a friend of mine who's an IT guy for a big company. So he was telling me, he's like, every week, his bosses are giving him new websites where he has to go in and block the URLs, and they have to block it on their Wi-Fi so people can't get on their phone on dating apps during the day. And he was telling me, he goes, the dating apps and all the social media is the worst thing. Used to be like March Madness and dating apps. And he goes, now it's all these, he goes, we have to block the Wi-Fi so people can't be on phones and tablets and looking at this stuff too. He goes, it was all blocked on their computers. He goes, now they had to come up with new software that just blocks people from getting on it on their phones too. And he's like, because people are wasting tons of company time, you know, March Madness brackets, and which just ended, and then looking at all these social medias instead of doing their work.
Yeah. I mean, that there's days when I feel like, oh shit, what did I do today? You know? I mean, obviously I did a lot more than that, but you know, you can get yourself in a, you know, like you're hypnotized.
Right.
Like literally, there's times when, you know, like if you're on the toilet, you're just scrolling through and it's like, man, you've been on the toilet 45 minutes in there, you know? What are you doing? I don't even remember any of the, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I used to read a whole newspaper
back in the day. But that was actually, you know, beneficial. You exactly. were reading, you were using your brain. But
yeah,
the way that, you know, all the social media platforms and, you know, even the YouTube video content, you know, the Netflix, for the fact that Netflix is like, they're, you know, having straight TV shows that are shot or designed to be in the, you know, the portrait style.
Right. That's crazy.
That is insane to me, man.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, the one thing is, you know, the one thing that's crazy is you know, television, right, as we know it, I think is going to go through some major changes in the next couple of years. Because I think
I don't watch television.
No, but I think a lot of these like apps are going to start including like live TV stuff on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, because YouTube already has the YouTube TV, and it's very cheap, inexpensive in comparison to what you're paying for, like, DirecTV with the basic cable. I mean, yeah, it's just consume, consume, consume. That's all the people are doing, you know. It's go outside.
Yeah, please. Like, yeah, when we were kids, we would go outside and play football and baseball and tag and hide and seek. And
I was talking to one of the younger little homies in the gym yesterday. And there's a meme going around, like, kids who grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, their moms thought that you stayed in the neighborhood when you're on your bike, not knowing that you were, like, 20 miles away in an abandoned house, you know, little Tone broke his ankle and you had to like lie to his parents about how he did it.
Right.
And then you'd come home before the lights came on.
Right.
And, oh, what'd you do today? We rode our bikes to the park. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like these kids nowadays, what'd you do today? I played Fortnite and Roblox until 5 a.m. Bro, go get a life. Get outside. That's, you know, but the, and then film the content outside if that's what you want to do.
Right.
Go ahead, you know, because people are going to want to see you in action. But it's just nuts that you know, there's nothing different. You know what I mean?
It's like when we did the podcast about like dating and sales, like people are hiding behind screens
all the time,
you know, hiding behind screens. So you can be whoever you want behind the screen. You can act the way you want. You can say anything you want.
Right. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Right. You could do whatever. You could get canceled if you say the wrong thing.
As you should, but.
No, I don't believe in that. You can't get the thing I don't like is, you know, you want to go back. I was watching something about comedians and they were talking about, you know,
comedians they're meant to stir the pot and hurt your feelings.
Right.
So comedians and actors do. That's what they're paid to do. Literally. No,
I just don't think that it's right that you want to go back 20 years ago, find some joke that a guy told 15, 20 years ago, and then go, oh, well, you need to be held accountable for that today. It's still funny. You said it.
Dave Chappelle is hilarious. And I don't think, whatever.
No, I'm just saying, like, Kevin Hart got in trouble. I was watching some special. He got in trouble for some joke that he said. Matt Rife. A bunch of these guys got in trouble for saying jokes. I don't think it's just wrong. It's like, if you don't like the content, like, if you don't like Howard Stern, turn the channel off. If you don't like ABC News, go watch CBS. If you don't like CBS, go watch Fox. TikTok. Or go watch TikTok.
Do a dance.
Go watch the Naked News.
Whatever that is.
No, there's a channel, Naked News, where there's topless people doing the news. I think it comes from Europe. No, but I'm just saying, you know, people have become too sensitive with everything and, you know, and then you go see these videos, like you're talking about, scrolling through the videos, and some of them you see there's hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands of comments going on. You know, it's not real life, you know?
No, it's not. And I don't understand it. I just can't. I can't. Because I have a lot of kids, you know, and I can see actually, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, all of them consume. They're going to be watching the shit out of some videos.
Yeah, and it becomes very much like brainwashing, if you don't, I hate to use that term, but that's what it is, because I think these platforms have way too much control. And when you look at who owns them, it's just a few companies that own all the social media. Mm-hmm. And they all have this 230 protection, which I think needs to end. That's my personal opinion on that. And they need to be held, you know, liable. And they have way too much power, you know, Facebook, Google, Twitter, TikTok, all these companies have way too much power over the thought process of what people think in the, not just the United States, but in the world. And they have way, way, way too much control over that. It's not like in the old days you would read a newspaper. You could read more than one newspaper. I mean, growing up in South Florida, you had the Miami News, the Miami Herald, you had the Sun Sentinel. You had TV stations, and I don't know if you remember this, but sometimes you would watch your local TV station. At the end, TV stations weren't necessarily owned by huge companies. They were owned by a family, possibly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the TV station would give like an editorial on what he thought was going on in the community and stuff.
That's a little before my time, but I understand, like, there was, you know, we had everything, you know, separate. There was, you know, it wasn't all the same.
No, exactly. I mean? You weren't looking at the same thing. But the other thing is, you know, it's hard to distinguish. Like, I'm watching a news program, or I'm watching what I think is a news program. Is it a news program or is it an opinion program?
It's an opinion.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
because being back in the day, though, like, you know, like when you think about it, it was all whatever channel you were watching that program director's opinion.
Well, that's reporting the news and say, oh, car accident on I-95, film at 11. And then they'd show it at 11 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's some in that sense. Yeah. But anyway, man, the fact that everything is just literally turned like it's like, what are you watching? Oh, I'm on Instagram, but it's TikTok. Like,
yeah, well, it's the same videos. It's all regurgitated across all the platforms.
That's what I can't deal, man. It's not for me. People need to be more original. People need to take some time and really think about how they can stick out like a sore thumb. I know that was, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. I always did. I'd wear one yellow Chuck Taylor and one blue one.
Well, it's like Punky Brewster.
Well, I had a big crush on her. Ooh wee! I love me some Punky Brewster.
No, like, what do you think about all these videos? Let us know. What do you think? Is it video overload right now? Is it too much people spending too much time on the
information overload
screens?
For sure.
Not enough news and too much opinion.
I think there's just a lot of news that's happening. And
well, news gets reported in real time. And then the TV shows that you watch are more opinion based.
Exactly.
So, but the problem is where, you know, like when I look at a news story, even something about payments, like, oh, there's a lawsuit, you know, I'll go look at 3 to 4 different articles about that.
As you should. Do your due diligence. Anyway, man, that's the pod. Thanks for listening. Today's date is 4/23/2024. Hit that like button. Smash the subscribe button. Tune in next week. Peace.
Peace out. Carpe diem.